And we're rolling, and we're rolling, and we're rolling.
Woo!
All right, well, we're not going to edit this, and I'm never going to make eye contact with the camera again. So bye, guys. Everyone, it is the first Papa's Basement of 2020.
Woo!
Put them flippers together, baby seals. That's what I'm going to call the Papa's Basement family now, the seals.
I'm not funny anymore. Seal Team 3?
Yeah.
Kissed by a rose on the grave.
He is the ugliest motherfucker.
Whatever, wow. He could get it.
Seal? Fuck Seal?
100%.
You have never said anything more upsetting.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't because I'm in a relationship, but Seal could get it.
Ew, you'd fuck Seal? Michael, why are you making a face? You'd fuck Seal too. Mm-hmm. So I'm the fucking odd man out for not fucking Seal.
I wouldn't probably.
Thank you.
I'm thinking about it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't just be his dong. It wouldn't just be black.com or blackraw.com. I know you prefer that with all the ass eating they do on blackraw.com. It wouldn't be that, Eva. You wouldn't get to perform analingus on Seal. It would be...
How do you know the exact porn I watch?
Yes. It would be kissing and foreplay and having to stare into that complexion that makes Bill Murray's look like a Noxzema girl.
Man.
You really don't like Seal.
No, I was never big on Kiss from a Rose.
Really?
Not so much, no. Is it?
Song, yeah.
Have you ever made love?
Mm-hmm.
To Kiss to a Rose. You have Michael Johnson, by the way. Eva Crichton, Michael Johnson, and John Papagiorgio. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
That's the only thing I didn't like about Seal.
Really?
Is that he made me listen to that while we made love.
Oh, that is such bullshit to get
over and over again.
To his... Was it like a demo?
It was just... Yeah.
Was it like on a reel-to-reel?
It only played like the first 15 seconds and then it started over. And then I just have to hear him whisper into my ear.
Goodbye,
wait a sec. This is my favorite part. I love this part.
A single tear rolls down his craggy cheek.
Yeah.
Shh. Heidi's here. You gotta be quiet.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
And she never understand. Because this is how Seal talks, apparently.
Yeah. Black Velvet.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, fudge.
Happy New Year.
I'm not swearing anymore. It's 2020. Fudge,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
You just got it out of your system at the
top.
Yeah,
I did, yeah. How was everyone's New Year? We did things on New Year's. We've done things before New Year's. Shit, it's been a week since the podcast. You know what's transpired since then? 7 days.
Yeah.
7 days of antics.
Since you guys.
Just us?
No, you guys were the last podcast.
Yeah, us with Sean
Westfall.
Right,
yeah,
right.
And that was before your amazing show.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad you
and
guys...
And your amazing show. You were great in it.
Thank
too.
You. I'm just glad you guys worked it out, because that's why they weren't on the show together.
What? Oh, yeah.
Sean was pissed that Seal chose you.
Oh, we're back on Seal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Such a hot topic.
Yeah. Well, he loved Crazy, Seal's single Crazy.
I couldn't think of the other song. Thank
there was
you.
Crazy and Kiss from a Rose.
Thank you. I was like, I know there's another one.
Yeah.
Which was the one that was in Batman?
Kiss from a Rose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, the third song, Rock and Roll Part 2.
Really?
What?
Da, na, 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 na. Hey. That's my favorite Seal song.
That's not Seal.
That's Seal.
It's Gary Glitter.
You know you're pedophiles, sir.
And so do you.
Back at you, you black Irish bastard. Yeah, so I don't know what we want to discuss.
Oh, I know.
Do you?
Oh,
do
yeah.
you
yes.
know? You want to talk improv? Is that it? You probably want to do it.
I was going to talk about New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Okay, let's just talk New Year's Eve.
All right, John. Tell us what you did New Year's Eve.
No, you guys talk about your New Year's Eve. Mine was nothing of note.
I got all dressed up with my fella.
Your fellow?
My boyfriend. And
Seal.
We went. Seal. His name's Seal. Okay. And we went to a dance. We went to a big party. N.A. party. Narcotics Anonymous.
Narcotics. Now, so you've had problems with tapping the vein then?
No, I've never done that, but I can feel empathy for people that have. That's got to be okay. Rough, man. Yeah,
because you run out of good veins.
Yeah, man. And then you start shooting them in your eyeballs, yeah. Between your toes. Yeah, never did that. A lot of nose candy. Okay. And but yeah, it was fun. I don't know. There was lots of food. I didn't win the 50-50 raffle.
I'm just glad this pod's going to come in under 7 minutes.
Yeah.
That was my biggest concern.
No, I'm like, I'm a gambler, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to win this 50-50 raffle.
How many tickets did you buy?
I bought 5.
Oh, okay. How much did they cost each ticket?
$1. Oh. So I was really upset because I didn't know what the prize would be. I didn't think that they would give out the money. I thought they would put the money towards the cause.
Was the prize narcotics?
No, the prize was $82. Okay. I would have taken that. You know, I thought they were going to give us literature and like, you know, or like a...
Or Gary Glitterature.
Yes, Gary Glitterature. But you got to keep the money or 50-50 of it. It was $82. Right. I was pissed.
It's $41 for those of you
or,
counting that.
Or
no,
was
no, no, it was
64.
It was 164. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Well, my $40.
I would have taken $82.
As long as the math is in terms of money, my Hebraic tendencies kick in, and I can do it.
But yeah, that was my New Year's. It was fun. Got to dress up pretty and then go to a dance.
So happy to hear that.
Yeah. What did you do?
No.
I went to a low-key party.
Okay.
Low-key.
Low-key.
Like Loki from...
The devil.
Yeah.
I went to the devil's
party. Wasn't
that
a Marvel's? Marvel's?
The Marvel's.
Loki and Bartleby.
Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston.
Is who I'm looking for?
Mm-hmm.
One of a million men to make love to Taylor Swift for 2 to 3 weeks and then call it a day.
Who's that?
He's an actor. He was Loki in the Marvel cinematic universe.
I'm thinking of Dogma by Kevin Smith.
Good
movie.
Yeah.
Was it?
I liked it.
I feel Kevin Smith's things have just been on a...
I like Dogma.
...downward trajectory. Like the opposite of that Price is Right game where the little guy is going up the ski slope. It's just slide... His career to me, in terms of the products I've liked, can be summarized by a slide whistle going down. Yeah.
Do you know that Bob Barker like supplies all of the feminine products for prisons?
Yeah. Well, I think also like even soap and.
Oh, he does. I thought it was just the tampons.
Bob Barker supplies tampons to prison
for the adult detention centers in America. They're all from Bob Barker.
What, like his private collection?
Yes.
Why? I thought he was just about spaying and neutering animals.
No, he's all about menstrual health.
Really?
Yeah.
In prison.
Is he into eugenics at all? Like, is he about the ripping of ovaries from imprisoned women?
I didn't even know. But that's disgusting.
Spay and neuter your inmate.
I just know that he's making some money on the side by making prison products.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Didn't know he was in the pawn.
Because you've probably never been arrested.
Didn't know he's in the pawn game.
Yeah.
Well, wait. First of all, Michael, don't hold it by the wire. You always hold it.
Sorry.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you. If you go to prison, the tampons have like Bob Barker's smiling, waving face
His
on them.
Tan, smiling, wavy face.
Really?
They're shaped like him.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like just slender in the suit jacket with a little gray cotton top.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the pads, the wings, they're like him opening up his suit.
Nice. With like a Superman B.
Right.
Wow.
So those are your choices.
So I can choose to go to prison and menstruate, but then I have to put a Bob Barker.
I don't know if you can choose to do that.
I don't think you're ever going to menstruate.
But so how was your
I've
New Year's Eve, John?
Yeah,
tell
how
us
was your
about
New Year's?
Your New Year's Eve.
Thanks for asking, guys. Thanks for asking. Well, I'm gonna reveal something on air. I was a bit of a psychonaut.
Right?
Is that the term that Joseph Rogan uses about his drug abuse?
Oh, I had no idea.
That he's exploring his psyche?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I, with two dear friends...
Not the animal.
Yeah, actually, the animal. It was like a Far Side comic. Just two deers on their hind legs.
With my two deer friends.
Yeah. No, I was invited. I had a choice of two events I could attend.
Right.
There was either the party with you and our friend Dawn and a bunch of our other improv friends. I'm not going to name them all.
George Burns.
Bum, 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 bum.
That was the pseudonym that I agreed to for one of our friends.
Oh, the real George Burns wasn't there.
He's long dead.
Because I would have really felt quite the ass having missed out on George Burns.
Bum, 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 bum.
That's my George Burns.
It'll
impression.
Be funny when I'm old.
It'll be funny when I'm old.
Okay. And so what was your other option?
My other option, I was invited by two of my, I guess you'd call them hippier friends, just a little more in tune.
Your antler buddies.
My antler buddies. to blow open the doors of perception.
Oh,
okay.
Melt all of my preconceived notions right out of my ass and shit them into the toilet of progress.
Is this how you were sold? Was it like
it was?
The, it was like on
it
the e-fight.
The e-fight was liquidate your brain, piss it out of your urethra.
Is that really how it felt?
No, it didn't. But I was invited to take what was referred to as a therapeutic dose of psilocybin, aka magic mushrooms.
Nice.
And as scared as I was to do the mushrooms, even though I used to do drugs all the time as a kid, I've really tapered off them. Mm-hmm. Really tapered off them. But I figured, what the hell? Do it.
What was the amount?
Two handfuls? No.
Two handfuls?
I did. So I showed up and I was given a quarter ounce bag of mushrooms.
To yourself?
To myself, yeah.
Wow.
How much did you pay?
I paid $30.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Got some nice deer friends.
Nice deer friends, yeah. So these two deer hearts, we all cracked open. I started with half of it. You know, I didn't want to.
So you ate an eighth right off the top.
I ate an eighth right off the top. And Ooh. One of the two deers, I kind of felt like quite the fat kid, because a lot of people apparently bitch about the taste of mushrooms.
I've never had a problem with it.
She was like, this is awful.
Yeah.
And really couldn't get it down. And I was
kind of gagging a little bit.
Yeah. And I was kind of just like, it tastes like a dried pizza mushroom. This is exactly what you think an old ass mushroom would taste like.
Right.
Not particularly offensive to me. I kind of wanted to do, like, my fat kid instinct kicked in and I was like, let me just eat your shit then. And then I realized, oh, I would be tripping really hard.
Right, right. Right.
This isn't just a food thing anymore. It's not a food stuff. But yeah, I love a drug I can eat. It was like all of my pleasures at once. Like, I was chewing.
Right.
And
did you just eat them plain?
I just ate them plain. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, again, they weren't that bad.
So you ate the eighth and then.
I ate an eighth.
How much time passed before? What'd you do during the interim before you felt anything?
So I ate an eighth of these mushrooms and my friends had set up a lovely environment. Like, it was candlelit.
Mm.
There was a nice cat.
Oh, the you're in heaven. About. You're in heaven cat.
Yeah.
Man.
All sorts of various like Latin tribal things and Hindu things on the walls. All these geometric patterns just hung up, just waiting to be hallucinated to. There was ambient music. The running gag of the night being about every 30 minutes, it would just stop and it'd be like, if you want to continue listening to Pandora without interruption. And I couldn't get enough of that, because about an hour into this trip, I felt like just a bottomless font of positivity.
Yay, that's awesome.
I mean, just an atlas that could not be crushed.
How long was it before you started to feel something?
It was quick.
Oh, was it?
And you've never tripped before.
I've tripped. I've done cough syrup about 100 times.
Yes.
But that's a very different trip.
You are a robo tripper.
Yeah.
What's that like? Is it comparable?
If you've ever done ketamine, it's pretty much ketamine.
You chugged a bottle of cough syrup, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Back when I weighed a lot less. Like, now it would be two bottles, I think, if I wanted the same thing.
And then what happens after that?
At about the 1 hour mark,
The cough syrup?
The cough syrup. If you take a high enough dose, you get visual distortions. You lose motor control. So you kind of walk like the...
An Egyptian.
Yeah, pretty much that. No, it's like the R. Crumb keep on trucking artwork, where it's just like you're walking to this, or like a Busta Rhymes video, maybe, like. Like your legs just kind of shoot out in front of you.
Sort of like the Bart and Lisa. I'm going to be swinging my arms.
Yeah, it's like that. And, so
and if you get hit, it's your own fault.
Is it comparable at all to what you experience? No.
Not in the least. No. Also, massive time distortions, which the mushrooms did not have. Like, I used to use the cough syrup when I was a kid.
2 minutes has passed.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. when I would take the cough syrup, it was kind of like a pocket universe thing. I would refer it as like your 5 hour trip felt like 18-ish hours. Oh. And then you would forget a ton of stuff until you did cough syrup the next time, and then all the memories of the prior trips would flood back to you. Much less like every murder that my ancestors committed comes back to me when I taste blood.
Nice.
Sort of like when you smoke weed and you're like, let's go smoke weed and talk about the last time we smoked weed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So right away you started to feel just kind of with the mushrooms.
With the mushrooms. I felt very...
I want a timeline. So this is like 8 o'clock.
8:20.
8:20.
I arrive at 7:15. I'm informed that we're going to do the shrooms at 8:30. We go over a very nice printed list of do's and don'ts.
Damn.
For the mushrooms.
They were prepared.
Who brought that?
One of the two deer, Michael. Like, don't be stupid.
Okay, everybody. Now, before we start to all hallucinate, I want to go over the rules for tonight.
why you gotta...
I have never heard of that.
Yeah.
It made, you know,
it's
what?
Like someone's like, I picked up some shrooms and luckily they came with these directions.
Yeah.
It's
like, we're not 16 part of being year olds a eating night. Shrooms and watching Tron.
And just like the do's and so what were the do's and don'ts?
There was, you know, kind of check if there's consent before there's any touching. Like, hey, would you like a hug type stuff? No fucking of any sort on the mushrooms.
Okay.
No sexual shit.
You were with a couple, though, right?
I was, yeah. So I think that pretty much meant, like, don't grab
like, we
us.
Want nothing
that'd
to do with
you. That'd be funny. It's like you're with, like this couple, and they're, like, looking at you like, no sex tonight for you, John. Not with us that are going to be having sex. Just want to make sure you fucking know that.
Yeah.
It's on the don'ts.
It's on the don'ts.
Do not give John sex.
You signed.
Come on, honey. Let's go fuck.
Don't give any of your fuck to John.
Well, all right. So what else was on there? Are these like handwritten or were they like...
They were typed out, double-sided.
I wonder if they were from like some sort of page.
The Don't Fuck John page?
That website.
There's so many followers on that page.
What were some of the other do's and don'ts?
Oh, gosh. Well, we
Dude
had...
Dude fart into my mouth.
That is not sex. So
it's just funny.
Good all-American fun.
I mean, when it farts, not funny.
Actually, to be fair... I've never found farts funny until I was high on mushrooms, and then I finally understood.
Oh, really?
Along with so much else.
God, you've changed.
What? I want to hear more about the list.
The list.
I do too.
Gosh, what else?
Do you have
was
a copy
on
of
the
it?
List?
You're talking been... to like you know someone in recovery.
Yeah.
Two people.
I know. That's like fucking list.
Wait, yeah, list to do drugs.
Well, I think
I would have
top...
been like, oh, and I'm gone.
And are there more drugs to do and or alcohol?
Right. At the top of the list, it said drugs are fucking awesome and congrats on being able to do these.
Oh.
What?
So,
congrats on not
well played.
Yeah, congrats on not ruining your life.
Yeah. Just remember, drugs are a beautiful, natural thing and a healthy part of any reasonable person's life. So, let's see what was included. There were warnings that you might have vivid, like, emotional callbacks to incidents you might not even remember.
Damn.
You know, unlocked memories. You might see.
See, I don't know if that is something that you plant beforehand, though. You know what I mean? It's like, you're like, hey.
You might remember the time your mother walked in on you.
Some shit that you don't want to think about. And then all of a sudden I'm thinking
you're thinking about it before you even take them.
Yeah. Well, too late.
Remember when you put the G.I. Joe in your ass? His mother found you.
I mean, I didn't mind thinking about that.
It was the one holding the Uzi.
It's Cobra Commander.
Rat-a-tat-tat. Right. Okay, so you got the list. You looked at all.
We went over the list together.
Was there a referee?
There was. It was the ref, played by Dennis Leary.
It wasn't the cat.
All right, you two.
Hey.
So.
It wasn't the cat.
It wasn't the cat, no. The cat was just there to chill and not get burned by candles, which was my biggest fear. What's going on?
I'm going to get some more coffee. Keep talking, though.
You do that. I'll hold your mic, buddy. I'll hold your mic, Mike.
So keep going. I want to hear more.
You want to hear more what, Ava?
Eva. And you know it.
You want to hear more of the rules or more of the trip?
More of the trip.
More of the trip.
I'm done with the rules. I think that's nice that they did it, but
yeah, we wrote down our intentions.
It makes no sense to me. What?
We wrote down our intentions for the new year.
Okay. Awesome.
We wrote down our intentions for the new year,
that's nice.
We each rolled up our intentions and burned them in the candle.
You did not.
Were you allowed to share them?
We all shared our intentions before the trip with each other.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that this relentless positivity is making your puss dry.
It doesn't need much.
Some of us need some. You are 35. And you do laugh like that. Both of us are. It would sound like a cave that bats would fly out of.
Dude, I am like 2 days without cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. And it's
I think all the nicotine is just like, thank you. It's just coming out of me.
So you're going to shit out all the nicotine.
And you're going to.
All that's left is positivity.
All that's left is positivity at this point.
So we write down our intentions and then we burn them. Which I didn't find so helpful because I'm like, my memory isn't that great. And I'm almost guaranteed to not remember this shit after I burn it and then take a quarter of mushrooms. So I didn't remember them,
but I
did take a picture of them.
Oh, good. I was going to say, did you take a pic?
We did. Do you want to hear my intentions?
Sure.
Okay.
Does that mean they won't come true?
It does.
Is it like a birthday?
So their
mushroom
wishes.
Intentions follow birthday law.
Okay. Let's try and guess what his intentions are.
All right.
I think pragmatically it might be to lose weight.
Right.
But I think it'll be to go. Right. Yeah. But I also think it'll be to go to New York.
Ah, I like that one.
What do you think?
I just have to agree with you.
Yeah.
I know it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
Got the intentions.
John and Papa Giorgio's.
Intentions for 2020.
Intentions for the trip.
I like to call them mushroom wishes.
I don't really want to say these out loud now that I read them. They're very, very hippy-dippy.
So what?
They're probably not as hippy-dippy as you think.
Okay. Heal lingering trauma.
Oh, that's, nice. I like
that's
that.
Good. Okay. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like a mature.
Heal lingering trauma.
Heal lingering trauma.
Which I did.
I love that.
I managed to do.
Okay.
Define what I will laser-like focus on this year.
Ooh. Define what you will focus on with laser light.
laser like
focus.
Yes.
Or a laser light.
I got a little loose with my verbiage order,
mm-hmm.
but I was about to take a lot of shrooms. So
yeah.
Pardon me.
I like that.
Okay.
Shake free of the behaviors I don't like.
Oh, like Wilson Phillips.
Yeah.
Shake free.
Shake free.
Shake it off.
As that's what I was saying. Shake it off. Shake it off.
I'm an old man. Oh, like Wilson Phillips used to do. They'd shake free from the change.
You know, one of them, the pappy, it was John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, the fat one?
Not Cass.
I liked when the fat one got her tummy stapled and lost a bunch of weight. And did Playboy, and then gained it all back.
Oh, Carney Wilson.
Carney, yeah. Isn't really? Carney just such a fat girl's name?
Oh,
Carney. Jesus.
You are brutal to the 80s and 90s pop stars.
It's true, yeah. That's what I wanted while on shrooms to, in my mind's eye, watch Seal fuck Carney. And then we zoomed out. And they're just like in the middle of the cosmos before a black hole collapses everything.
That was your third intention?
Yeah, that was. No, my final intention was be more interconnected.
I think these are all really great.
Like your bones and muscles?
Yeah. Don't let my connective tissue break down.
Like your marrow?
Yeah.
You want to get thrilled to the marrow?
I want my tits to stay perky. No, I was completely swept up in the positivity of this experience. These were
there was a good experience for
you. These two incredibly positive people were with me. This wasn't like we were going to get fucked up and watch The Wizard of Oz set to Dark Side.
Okay.
As much as I begged.
Did you really?
No. Well, they announced that they had a projector.
Ooh.
Like television. And
who
I was
announced it?
One of the two deer.
Oh.
And I was simply like, okay, let's get fucked up and watch Netflix. Like, let's just do that. And
they're
it was
like,
explained.
Yeah. Like, no, we need to experience.
Yeah, you know, yeah. you're going to listen to these.
I actually did that once. Did I watch that or it was something else? But it was like, yeah, you don't want that to take up your full sort of.
No, you want to keep things pure, man. You just want to yammer back and forth to each other. I feel like shrooms, at least as done by three improvisers, they were kind of the improv of drugs. It's saying yes and to the universe. You're building a scene together. It was fantastic. I gotta say, when taken in that direction. But I also think probably any drug with improvisers would be great. Like, it would just be relentless positivity and sharing, no bogarting, and be like, I would like the last of the cocaine. Well, here is the last of the cocaine.
No.
Yes, and
no. I
have some Johnny Blue. Let's drink that to calm us off of the cocaine. And that would be, I don't know.
I think improvisers on cocaine would just be like a lot of energy. It'd be too much. Too much of look at me, look at me, look at me.
Like
look how funny I am.
Half second zip zap zapping.
Yeah, exactly. Like way too much. I'm the funniest person here, aren't I? Aren't I? Validate that.
That's how that Vine app started. It was invented by coked up improvisers.
Oh, so it was just 6 seconds because of the coke. Okay. That makes so much sense. I just need another.
I'm glad it was a positive experience. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it just.
Good for you.
There was so much to the night. I don't wish to characterize it as just the beginning of the trip. That's foolishness, Eva.
And how do you feel now?
Would you ask about someone's trip to California and the story would stop when they got on the plane? This is asinine, Eva.
Well, what happened next?
Thank you, Eva. First of all, my sense of humor died at prom 10. This is yet to return. By 25, 30 minutes, I was starting to hallucinate. I could tell I was getting fucked up. At 9:30, I ate about a third of the remaining bag.
Okay.
So do your fractions there.
Mm-hmm. Just imagining a bag of mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like half an eighth left.
Cut in.
Yeah, a little bit more than an eighth left. So I wolf that down. At that point, I can meditate to a degree I've never been able to meditate before.
Good.
You know how you meditate and typically everything you hear annoys you, You can't focus on your breathing. Yes. You can't sit still.
Yes.
I just like...
I hate meditating.
I was able to lotus position and chin up. And I mean, I felt like a Buddha statue.
Yeah, you're the Dalai fucking
Lama.
Yeah,
and I could look inside my body, see my heart pumping. Yeah. I looked down the curve of my spine from within. It was pretty positive.
Did you have any visuals when you closed your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, again, like, I wasn't actually able to look inside my body, Michael. Right. I think that was a hallucination.
No, I just meant, like, when you shut your eyes.
Oh, you know, that part, it was more open-eyed hallucination than it was closed. Mm. And I dug that, because Tussin is very big on when you close your eyes, the kaleidoscope begins. This was, really? Like, when my eyes were open, the walls were breathing, Amityville horror style.
Oh, wow.
I was seeing legit, like, trails. That part was fun.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. One of the two deer had like really curly hair and the candlelight would kind of play off that and it kind of did like a Medusa thing.
Oh,
like,
nice.
This is just fun. I know Medusa's a creature of myth. There's no danger here.
And then you just kind of floated into sleep?
No, I mean, this went on for hours.
Oh, okay.
This went on for hours. I just, at a certain point, I felt like just this relentless, infinite well of positivity. And so I checked in on my mom. I called her at about 10 p.m. And I was like, hey, mom, what's up? She started just wailing about her brother who's about to pass.
Right.
But I was grateful. I was grateful because I was so positive. I was like, I can take this burden on. Like, it doesn't matter. It's not phasing me in the least. I am just a fucking broken fire hydrant of love right now. Of course, the next day I was back home.
And
after about the third call she made to someone where she was sobbing the same way into the phone, I slammed my door and walk out of my room. And I was like, you need to keep that shit down.
Or yourself.
Yeah. You need to fucking use inside voices when you're crying.
The fire department had shown up and fixed the fire hydrant.
Yeah, yeah. They took the big old wrench and put the nut back on. And no more water lost for the city.
Stuff these emotions back inside.
Oh, yeah.
And were you still feeling it at midnight?
I was high as shit till I finally passed out.
Okay.
At 2:30.
Oh, you slept over.
I slept good. Over. Oh, yeah. I was not going to
now,
be
the
on
last
the road.
Thing on the list of rules was like, then drive home.
Yeah. Then GTFO. Don't crimp our style. We waited long enough.
12:05.
Yeah.
Right.
Get
so
out.
So I talked about my life up until that point and my dad's passing and all these. Wow. But it was all positive.
Good.
It was all about like how everything brought me to where I was.
Therapeutic.
I was just so thankful for everything I had. I was like, oh, my brother who screams at my mother like a banshee. I was like, oh, the pain he must be in to act this way. And then I went home the next day and
that's pretty insightful.
Screamed at my mom and I was like, shut the fuck up. May a stroke take your tongue. You know, like it's amazing how quickly, without a quarter of mushrooms in your belly.
I'm going to use that, may a stroke take your tongue. That's my new favorite thing.
Yeah.
May a stroke take your tongue. That's so evil.
Jeez. Like a witch.
But their mouth is like that.
He's saying he loves you, Mom.
Or like, I think of Legends of the Fall when Anthony Hopkins has a stroke and he has the little, you remember that movie?
Oh my God, way to spoil it. I've been waiting.
Years since I've seen it.
Oh, he has like the little.
The copy's still checked out at the Blockbuster.
That movie's so good. He has the little blackboard around his neck and when Brad Pitt comes home, he writes, am happy on it.
Really?
All strokey.
Am happy.
Yeah, because he's happy that Brad Pitt's back.
Why doesn't Strokey McGenius just draw a smiley face?
That'd be like a thumbs up.
Yeah, that'd be so much more dramatic.
Am happy, all strokey.
That'd be so fun because in his sleep, you could just wipe it off and like draw a swastika and be like, oh, Dad.
Dad,
what have you gotten into on the internet?
Oh, that sounds awesome, dude.
Yeah.
It was so good. I mean, I don't know if I'm just in a better place now, so I actually feel happy when drugs are taken. Mm. But the next day, I was like, I don't think I'm an addict, but I want to do shrooms every night.
Oh. You're like, I want to chase that feeling.
Yeah, that was an amazing high. I want to chase that high.
But it's going to be better the next time.
If I take more. That's all that I have to do. I just have to take more,
right,
and it will be better, and it will build on itself.
I think you need to take this experience and just kind of reflect for a while.
Yeah.
So I did buy more mushrooms now.
Or, you know, just binge.
Yeah.
You discover a lot by, like, just binging and running your life into the ground.
Mm-hmm. You really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, your experience doesn't make me want to do mushrooms again.
Right.
Like, I think if I were pulled over, though, like, I would just have such a winning smile.
You'd also have really winning pupils.
Yeah. But I just, like, I would explain to the officer that we're all in this together.
You know what? Actually,
that might work.
I had a good friend in college who was driving back from, I think he was driving back cross country from California and was going through Kansas, mm-hmm, and was smoking just, you know, a joint or whatever. And then I think he got back in his car and he got pulled over for maybe speeding in Kansas somewhere. And the cop was about to just say, all right, go on your way, I'll see you later. And my friend goes, have you looked at the stars tonight? They're really pretty. And the cop was like, so what you been up to this day? And he spent a night in jail in somewhere in Kansas. So what I have found in my experience, yeah, is shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
Just the less you say, the better off you are.
I can just imagine the officer now, like, driver is talking like a faggot. I'm taking a man.
Yeah.
He's so really positive. Yeah. He's just a boat of positivity.
Sounds like a liberal elite. Hasn't lost a family member to black tar heroin.
That's awesome, man.
It was.
That sounds a lot more fun than my NA dance.
I woke up the next day to an egg bake for breakfast.
Oh, ooh, yeah. You mean a quiche?
Well, it was like a layer of hash browns, and then on top of it, like a whipped egg with vegetables.
Okay. Oh,
and
okay.
Then, yeah. Then I drove home.
I'm such a jerk. You mean a quiche?
You mean a quiche? You damn fuck. Call it an egg pie, you fat retard. You wanted to call it egg bacon pie, didn't you, babe pig in the podcast?
May a stroke take your tongue. Oh, you're thinking about your little trippy trip now.
I am.
That's awesome.
It was beautiful.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
And jealous.
You should be. I'm sorry that, like, I just have the willpower to take drugs like a normal person.
It must be nice.
Yeah.
It must be nice.
It has nothing to do with willpower. It's absolute love for the drugs.
That sounds amazing. That's what I experienced.
Then I have to stop loving them.
Oh, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, your life didn't get ruined.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it got saved.
Yeah, but if you do a lot of them, it might get ruined.
I don't know. Not mushrooms.
Hey, I am not going to stand in any way at all.
Please, like, do all the drugs you want.
You know that they're natural, right?
Yeah.
So they can't be bad for you?
Like cocaine.
Because they're from nature, yeah.
Right.
Okay, I'm just putting that past, like, I figured you guys would know that, being in recovery, but maybe not.
No, we know it's natural.
Okay.
I know weed's natural, too. So did you know that?
So you can't.
Yeah.
I've seen, addicted to it.
No.
Well.
Unless grown under certain conditions, like
in a PCP vent.
Right. Psychologically addictive.
Boat. Yeah, definitely psychologically addictive.
I remember one time I smoked, this was probably, I was 18, and I smoked some weed that I'm guessing had been laced like a motherfucker.
Mm.
And it was back when
with
you're...
With Pissip?
When, yeah.
PCP?
Yes, with Pissip. So it was back when everyone was using, like, before you had pipes and bongs, when you were just starting to smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
So you were making those dog shit, like, Coke can bowls.
Yeah.
So I had one of those, and I wanted to, like, tear it apart. Yeah.
It was no, like, I know. They are dog shit.
Yeah.
Coke can
bowls. Oh, I would use dog shit to plug the extra holes.
Right,
like,
right.
To do a shotgun thing. So I was tearing apart the Coke can with my hand so it wasn't just instantly recognizable. Because, you know, if the Coke can bowl is torn in twain, mm-hmm. and you still just see like 50 pinpricks covered in right. covered in resin and ash, you won't know what's up.
Right.
So I'm just back and forth like a stroke patient. Bringing it back, you know, chewing on a piece of jerky. Just... Ooh! All back and forth. Back. And then I look at my hands, and I mean, I have cut my fingers and my hands deeply in like 15 fucking places. And blood is just dumping all over this bowl as I'm continuing.
Because you were that strong.
I was that strong, yeah. I wasn't high at all. I wanted to show dominance in the group. And then I took what was left of the bowl, and I carved a Roman cross in my chest.
As you do.
Yeah. And I said, Jesus might be king up there, but here I fucking rule.
And this was...
And then I stuck my finger in the wound.
This was pot?
This was pot, yeah.
This was weed.
This was after two tokes of a J.
Doesn't sound like you have any issue with it.
No. Clean slate over here.
When was the last time you did drugs? Like unprescribed?
Unprescribed.
When's the last time you did drugs to like have fun?
Oh, drugs to have fun. I mean, every night when I take my trazodone, I giggle, but...
No, but that's doctor prescribed.
Okay. Drugs to have fun. Maybe got fucked up on cough syrup like 2 years ago. It was right before I started therapy.
Well, yeah, I know when a story you told on the podcast, like last year?
Mm.
Last year was only a few days ago.
Didn't you do some blow with a girl?
Oh, yeah, I've definitely done some blow in the last year.
That's a drug.
Oh, but it was a medicinal dose.
Yeah, right.
It was just like one.
It's like Novocaine.
I only remember that because I was just like, you brought that up and I was like, what?
Yeah.
You were going over to eat, I think, with her or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and she's like, I have some Coke in the bathroom, and then...
Yeah, do you want to, like...
I was like, how do you...
Do some blow before we eat Chinese?
Yeah, and I was like...
Yeah, and who eats after they do
right,
Coke?
Right, exactly.
I didn't do a ton. I just did a little bit.
Just to get the appetite going.
Yeah. Just to even... it. Well, it's Chinese. You'll be hungry forever if you don't do a little blow before the Chinese food. So, yeah, I did some blow, and then we drove to get Chinese food, and my face proceeded to just get number and number, which I've never had happen before on blow.
Yeah, I was like, ooh.
Sounds awful.
Oh, yeah. Sounds terrible.
Yeah, the roof of my mouth was getting numb, and then...
Getting an erection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael has to step out for a minute. Yeah.
Keep going.
How did that Coke make you feel?
Yeah.
So.
Why are you two looking at me like this?
Why are you staring at my nostrils and flicking your beans? Yeah, I did some blow last year.
Yeah, that's good.
It was there was a big list of blow do's and don'ts.
Do's and don'ts.
Don't
before
rob a bit.
Before you snort of it, look at my rules, you know.
Yeah.
Paste it on the bathroom mirror.
It was like rule number one, on a loop we will play the soundtrack to Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
That sounds awful.
We will watch Scarface 3 times.
Rule number one under the don'ts. Don't call the cops.
That's it. That's It's the only
of course not. All right. Well, I had a friend that used to have a problem. Since
we don't not pay for the coke.
Right. Don't call your drug dealer and ask to see his dick. What kind of rules are there? It's good coke. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about. I know what we're getting into.
Well, it sounds lovely. It sounds like you had a lovely New Year's Eve.
I did. I really did. It was amazing how quickly... God, you both are so jealous, and I love it. I've never done anything you two have been jealous of before, but Eva's looking at me. Eva all accomplished in her sobriety and with a bow, but I'm like, I did shrooms. And you're like,
No, I didn't even like shrooms, to be honest.
Okay, now you're just trying to hurt me.
No, it was. It just wasn't for me. It was too much for me, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, maybe you didn't have a fucking shaman with you. Like I did.
I didn't. Your experience sounds really awesome.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of New York City, like in the middle of Central Park when I started to pee.
That and it was way too much.
Yeah.
Because I got to listen to the words of Ram Dass, R.I.P.
R.I.P. He just
set
died.
To music. Mm. Yeah. And that was... amazing.
Yeah.
Hearing a track called Psilocybin is My Friend.
I'm more jealous of your experience. Because mine were always terrifying.
At one point, the cat knocked over a bowl.
And we all just laughed.
And it shattered on the floor. And one of the two deers picked up the shattered bowl. And not 10 minutes later, was dancing on that spot while wearing a mask to cover their eyes. And all I could think was... in no way will this end in tragedy. And it didn't. The deer was right. His hooves proved strong. Stronger than the glass.
What?
If you're just tuning in.
Yeah. No, there were no pierced feet. I turned to the other participant and I was like, so over there is someone dancing where a glass just shattered, wearing a mask while high on mushrooms. What could go wrong? And we laughed and laughed.
We laughed. And then Maggie laughed.
Yeah. Puncture
She's such
wound.
A trooper. She's such a trooper.
Yeah. It's a good time.
I'm glad.
Of course, I didn't actually do shrooms. This is all a lie for the show.
You were just at home with Maria.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching Steve Harvey.
Any future employers have made it this far. This was all a gag.
Right.
Right.
A goof about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want security clearance.
Yeah, which I will get. Well, the cocaine part was real. Not the mushrooms.
Though. And the Robitussin.
The Robitussin, yeah. And fucking Seal.
Well, you listened to Seal?
Yeah.
Well, you did that too?
Yeah. I used to call it Seal on Seal. And I would fuck Seal while we listened to... only his two hits.
Kissed by a Rose and Crazy.
Yeah.
Although, when you said Crazy, now all I can think of is the Aerosmith Crazy.
Well, crazy, Seal wrote that.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Oh.
That's just a cover of the Seal song.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
You're lying. It's not. I would have believed you.
You're right. And they found Alicia Silverstone because they walked in on Seal fucking her.
Oh, yeah?
It's the same way Steven Tyler learned about Liv Tyler.
Ew, that's his daughter.
Yeah.
Ew.
What do you mean found out about her? Just that she
existed? That she existed,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, he didn't know for a long time.
He walked in
daughter.
The apartment and he was like, hey, Seal, what's up, man? And then Liv turned around and he's like, it's like looking at me. Seal Dixception. Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
New Year's
Eve. This has been Shroom Talk.
Yeah.
It's good. With Joseph Rogan.
Shroom Talk with me, Joe Gagliardi, user of mushrooms.
And me, Joe Gagliardi, former user of mushrooms.
And me, Priscilla Gagliardi.
Oh.
Me, Seabass Gagliardi.
The Gagliardi family. Yeah. But they're drug talk.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
do.
I feel slow as shit still. So
do you really?
Yeah, I really do. So that hopefully sucks. Like in another week I'll be a little quicker.
But what happened? after
I did a quarter pound of shroom.
No. Oh, so you do feel like residual effects?
Quarter pound, I'd still be very high. Oh. Yeah, I mean, I was. People talked about the shroom hangover, and early in the morning, I was not feeling that. But by the afternoon, I was very much just wanting to take a nap, and I didn't because I was playing Luigi's Mansion,
right?
Wow. Which anyone should do right after their mind was expanded.
Luigi.
Yeah. But
it's-a-me.
This morning Mario. I've been very thankful that it was just lock work today. Like dumb lock calls. You know, in case, because once a year, twice a year, I'm just called to randomly take the SAT or something like that.
Perform open heart.
Yeah.
We need to unlock this SAT score.
Exactly. They just throw me a circular saw and a crowbar. And they're like, how hard could it be?
The Gruler!
That movie does have two huge laughs at it. MacGruber, maybe...
I haven't seen it.
Okay. It's just... It's one of those films, much like Gentleman Broncos, that's like 8 to 10 minutes of silence, and then like you're shitting yourself laughing, and then 8 to 10 minutes of silence. I don't know if that's a better way to go than a more even comedy. Are you pointing at yourself as you shit yourself? Oh, people are asking questions. I see a picture of Dan Snyder in the chat. Oh.
Was that from Joe Gagliardi?
Oh, Pete Stacks. Hi, Pete.
Who's that? Who's
the bee stung my bottom. Now my bottom's big. Oh. Pete is my improv buddy.
Oh, nice.
From Philly. He's a good guy. I like Petey Stacks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, he was referring because your bottom's big?
Maybe.
That's not nice.
Maybe he thinks the bee stung my dick.
Woo!
My sack is huge.
Huge seal dick.
Yeah, my big seal dick. We're talking
it's
about
all
the
craggy.
Animal now. Yeah. It's true, yeah. You know the sides of his glands just have the same shit as his face. So that's why women love to fuck him.
He's got something.
He's yeah, a something. Disease.
It's called money.
The disease of money.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he, I think, is... I would assume Seal's game is he's like, I love you, and I can't be a player because look at this face. But he really is a player, and that's just his line. He's like, I can't sleep around with this face. This is all intimacy. And
I mean, he got Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
He's got to have some sort of game.
I think he's just got money and good pipes and a huge dong.
Is he English?
Yes.
He is.
So he's got the accent, ooh, too.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Hello, governor.
Hello.
Look at me mug. It's hideous.
No, it's like when Adele talks. She's like this. Yeah. I went to the pub, yeah.
That's a good impression.
Have you heard her talk?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. She sings like a freaking angel. And she opens her mouth and it's like this.
This is also your Billy Idol impression.
Except it going like
Billy Idol, stroke took his tongue.
May a stroke take your tongue.
Anything else, guys?
No.
Nothing.
That was such a great story.
Oh, thank you.
Honestly, yeah. Like, you had a kick-ass New Year's Eve. And
I
I'm
really
proud of
did.
You. I'm proud that it was positive and
I felt
came out.
So spiritual. And I was like, it's just, it's all about interconnectedness.
Mm-hmm.
And to distract yourself from the good things in life. Like, you're going to be writing every night, performing when you're not writing, creating with your friends literally every night. I really was like, why do I think I need to move anywhere? I have hilarious friends. I have a podcast. I just need to take these things seriously and, again, work at this craft every night, not distract myself. And by 2 p.m. the next day, I was at home with the door locked, jerking my dick off like I thought I was going to lose it at midnight and playing my Switch and watching watching Netflix any fucking second I wasn't shoving food in my face or filling up tissues.
It's a good 15 hours of clarity.
Yeah. Yeah. Like doing shrooms is like one of, it seems like a sitcom where you get hit over the head and then you think you're the Dalai Lama. And then near the end of it, you get hit over the head again and you're still just back. Yeah, exactly. Just back to normal.
I want to do ayahuasca.
Oh, the International really? House
yeah.
of...
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Do you really? I'd be so scared.
Yeah. I know a few people that have. I was watching a documentary on it where they say, like, I guess the first that you, when you first drink it, you like are sort of knocking on the door of like whatever kind of like spirit you're trying to, I don't know, bust in on. Like
Beetlejuice.
And the spirit can tell if you respect it or not.
Okay.
And if you don't, it pretty much sends you out into a hailstorm where you start to convulse and vomit, and then you have to like restart.
I've heard people vomit a lot.
Can you pick your spirit? Because I want to talk to Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I mean, maybe once you get through the door. I did DMT a couple times. Interesting.
I've done Datura. I'm trying to think of Datura. It's like belladonna.
Is that like
isn't belladonna poison?
It's like
a Stevie Nicks album.
It's like a delirium. It was intense.
Was it smoking?
No.
That sounds like you had scarlet fever.
It was intense.
Okay.
And I did that quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
We found it.
Really?
In a garden.
Are you sure you weren't just eating poison ivy?
No. It was like legit.
What's it called again?
Datura. You can look it up.
Datura.
Datura. It grows in gardens. You chop open the seed, like the poppy, and you eat the seeds.
How long does that take to hit?
Not too long. It's been a really long time. Yeah. This is when I was probably like 19.
Is that something that can kill you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, totally.
Jesus.
That got me hard.
I like lost my eyesight the next day.
Really?
Yeah, and I kept going back.
How long did you lose your eyesight for?
I mean, I could see, but like I don't have eye problems. I've never had to wear contacts or glasses.
Is this why you're
and it was like
clicking your tongue all the time?
Probably.
She's just using echolocation to get around. She's been blind since 19. It's amazing.
No, look it up. It's nuts.
Have you ever looked up that guy, the blind guy who is does that? He does tongue clicking.
I've been down that Wikipedia rabbit hole.
Yeah, a wabbit hole.
Wabbit hole.
He's convinced that like the American Association of the Blind or whatever it's called is like keeping blind people like kind of crippled and weak, and he's like, all you have to do is this, and you can get around anywhere. And they show him, like, on a mountain bike, just going, like a fucking bushman. And I think the blind are just like, we don't want people to fucking hate us, dude. You know, like, yeah. As it is, we have fucking adorable dogs and awesome canes.
Yeah. And awesome canes. Yeah.
And you want us to sound like a fucking gravel quarry.
An awesome cane.
Awesome canes.
Yeah.
Fucking long canes with a little ball at the end.
What would happen to the cane makers?
Yeah. And this guy's like, yeah, the fucking cane industrial complex doesn't
is that
want
what he calls it?
Me teaching people to click. Yeah. And the dog industrial, he calls it the doggo
does
industrial
he call
complex.
It Big Daddy Cane?
Yes. The Big Daddy Cane industrial complex.
Yep, cane. So ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah. Well, there's a place in Kentucky you can go do it.
Really?
Oh, I thought you had to go to like South America.
Well, you can do it there, but you can also go to KY.
To KY.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Vice documentary.
Okay.
It's this couple. They do like lead people.
They
one
lead
girl,
people through it.
Yeah. One girl was like 7 months sober.
Colonel and Mrs. Sanders.
Right. Yeah.
And she went down to do it hoping to cure her
to
addiction.
Bust through her. I guess she had plateaued in her sobriety.
At 7 months.
Which everyone does.
Yeah. So her answer to that.
Call me at 7 months sober, honey.
So her answer to this was to do drugs.
That's the condescending reaction you get an AA room. It's called me a sex worker. You're going to feel like this for a long time. Like ever. I've been sober 35 years and never happy.
There is zero reward. Literally zero.
The only reward is a long life.
I think about drugs with my every breath.
Oh, you're not happy? You're not dead either.
Those are your choices. Death or jerking off thinking of a dime bag of holes.
I have wanted to do an entire show of just people in an AA room. I guess I should be anonymous. What? I'm supposed to keep anonymity, right?
Yeah.
But who cares?
You're Michael J.
At the level of press, radio, and film.
Yeah, at the level of press, radio, and film.
Oh. My favorite. My favorite is
7 months sober, honey.
Yeah. It's just no longer a rush. I think I need to go south and just take a fuck ton of hallucinogens.
Yeah. You ever meet those people that have like a preamble for their own name?
Like, yes.
You can call me Ray. You can call me Chip.
There's this one guy. He's like, my name's Dwayne, and when I showed up here, I was 110 pounds soaking wet.
And then you have to pretend you don't know it's The Rock.
It was like, I was 110 pounds soaking wet. I smelled like shit and had two piss holes for eyes. And I'm an alcoholic. And then
the literal urethra.
And then, but they'd say it every time they speak. Yeah. So like he'd speak during a meeting, and then like halfway they have like this halftime. And
did you pass him a paper crane note inside? It said, get new material.
But people would be like,
Dwayne is in charge of chips, so he has to announce his name again.
I'm Dwayne. I'm 110 pounds second wet. Smelled like shit. Two piss hole fries. Just want to also say that there's going to be a pancake breakfast this Saturday.
So it's like you're seeing the 9 o'clock and the 11 o'clock performance.
Well, I mean, you just they've said it so much.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I don't mean to double dip here. Still Dwayne, still 110 pounds, still smell like shit, still two piss holes for ass. I just want to say that the church doesn't want us smoking outside. If you can put your butt in the ashtrays, I'd really appreciate it.
So is that what he uses for the improv name game too? Like, I'm delicious, Dwayne, piss eyes, 110 pounds, soaking wet.
I'll never forget that guy.
Apparently, he made quite a mark.
It just always be like
quite a piss.
Still Dwayne, still two piss holes for eyes.
What's your rap? You've done one, right?
No, I just say.
You just say your
my
Michael.
Name and who I am.
That's
and,
enough.
Yeah. I'm Michael. I've had enough.
I'm Michael.
I'm sick and tired of being.
I'm ready.
Sick and tired.
I'm
ready for the healing to begin.
You know what you need to do is go into a group therapy, like when people introduce themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like everybody's lifetime moment.
Spotlight.
Right. Well, and then you have like, this is like an hour. It's like the eighth person to go. And they're like, it's my turn, huh?
And the lights dim.
Yeah. Yeah, the counselor's like, hold on. I was like, let me dim the lights on you. Yeah, thanks. I know we're getting close to time, but so is my life, you know? My life is
in the shadows. We just see a jazz trio.
Dum, bum, bum, dum. Actually, as the people go around, this you know, the person behind they get the large, like, sort of cello.
You take the clarinet, Dwayne.
Yeah, my name's Dwayne. I was 45 pounds when I first showed up.
45 pounds.
Is that not enough? That I'd be dead. Okay, I'll double it up. 90 pounds?
Just my organs.
My name's Dwayne. I first showed up. I was 45 pounds. I had my organs in a Safeway bag. And I had little slits for eyes. That I also urinated out of. I need to sharpen that up. I'll rewrite that.
I'm always the girl that's like, I was about to say, there's always a girl that's like this, and I was like, Eva, you are that girl that listens to everyone and is like, yeah. And like, I get the tissues for everyone. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. Like, no words, just like, I'm with you on this. Yeah. I'm with you. There's so much empathy
each
coming
one of
from
is
me.
Just your private lifetime movie. Yeah.
I had to introduce myself after a guy just told a story that two nights before he had been playing Russian roulette while they were smoking crack and playing cards in the basement, and his friend shot himself in the head.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't get over the fact that as soon as he shot himself in the head, that their first reaction was to grab the drugs and keep them away from the blood.
Okay.
He could not, like, that was, like, he just, you know, he was
What was
really,
he supposed to do, CPR on the bullet hole?
No, he's just really broken up, but, like, that was his first reaction. Yeah. It wasn't. Yeah. And then it was like.
That's how Eve got sober.
And then, and then it was like me going, oh, you know what? I just, you know.
Hey.
I'm a big spoiled brat.
Yeah, that's me. Like, and I'm like, I grew up really, like, great. My parents are.
Let me take off my king baby crown. I also, in that group, I was a guy that was like. Had,
a big spoiled brat.
I'm a big baby.
When things didn't go my way.
I screamed at the cotton candy vendor.
When Butler died. Yeah. I was so upset.
The popcorn machine in my room stopped working. And so I turned to drugs.
My childhood pony is not going to make it much longer.
They got me a new pony, but it wasn't the same. Yeah.
I was like, you know, interesting. I was playing Russian roulette with my pony. Yeah. And it couldn't pull the trigger, so I shot it in the head.
And my parents bought me patches, too, but he's not the same.
I have no idea where we've gone.
I don't either. My head's starting to hurt because I'm laughing so hard. Oh. You two are funny.
Mine too. I laugh myself hard.
He laughed himself an erection.
Dad.
What? It's true. Hey.
Dad.
I still get them.
Ew, fuck.
Dad. What? I got one right now.
Oh my God.
Hey, it's a natural thing.
Oh, God. No one wants to hear about it.
Well, I just can't do anything about it now. We gotta wait for it to go back down.
Oh, my God. Dad. Stop standing up.
Someone sing Camp Town Races. That usually works.
Dad, you know that gets you harder. No,
that's right.
You love our voices.
That's right.
Fuck. This is so awkward.
It's really gross, Dad. It's also gross that his daughter knows that Camp Town Races gets him harder. What the hell? What kind of family is this?
A close one. That's
we don't need to earn our allowance anymore.
I don't know what you're so embarrassed about. We know things about each other.
Just because we don't have to touch it doesn't make this right.
Just because what?
Just because we have to touch it.
Just because you don't have to touch it.
Doesn't make it right that we had to sing Camp Town Races to get you hard to get an allowance.
Oh, that was for an allowance?
That was for an allowance.
Oh, now I feel like a whore.
Dude, prostitute.
I can't believe you. You made your old man feel like a whore. Just a cheap prostitute.
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah. It's okay. Thanks for giving us a roof over our heads.
Yeah.
You know how that roof was raised?
How?
Ba-dow!
Oh, we fell into that one.
Come on. I don't think your erection could support a roof, Dad, okay?
Oh, well, let's see. Come on.
No!
Don't test your old man.
Are you going to keep it covered at least?
What? I'll keep you covered.
Okay. All right. No more.
Okay.
No more of that. I hope
people are writing that down.
Because that's we're done with this joke. For whatever reason, that was too much for me.
All right. We've done an hour.
Yeah.
Guys, Eva K. Michael yes. J.
I'm just happy to be here. It's so much fun.
If the audience at home wants to get in touch with you guys, how should they do it?
Well, you can. Oh, go ahead.
No, you first, Dad.
I'll tell you how they can get a hold of me. If you see someone pissing out their eye sockets,
blow them a kiss.
At Michael L. John, right?
Yeah.
M I K A E L L J O H N.
You can sing that
Instagram
to the tune of
and
Mouse.
Twitter. What's that?
You can sing that to the tune of the Mickey Mouse song, I think.
M-I-K-L-J-O-H-N.
Michael John.
Michael L. John. Michael L. John. And I am Orchard Eva on Instagram. Mm. Mm-hmm.
And if anyone's listening who has any sort of legal authority, I am Joe Gagliardi at Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher. Tell everyone you know about this show. Why would you be embarrassed to share this?
Maybe right. This episode.
Dad.
What? I'm just saying.